share with you a thought that we have from Mark chapter number 10. Morning. And if you have your Bibles there and you have found your place, if you wouldn't mind just standing for a few moments for the reading of God's Word. We've been sitting for a while anyways. Mark chapter number 10, and I want to look at verse number 13. I'm going to begin reading just for sake of time. Mark chapter number 10, verse number 13, and it says this, "And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought him. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." And verse number 16 says this, "And he took them up in his arms, he put his hands upon them, and he blessed them." Let's pray this evening. Lord, we're thankful for this church, God. We're thankful for the pastor and the wonderful people that we've been able to meet here this morning. Lord, I'm thankful for the young people, their testimonies in song and in word. And Lord, what a blessing it was to an encouragement to our hearts. But Lord, this morning as we meet, we have come here for the preaching of your word, God. And so we ask that you bless that this morning. Bless the reading, bless the preaching. And Lord, if there's something in our hearts that ought not to be there, God, I ask that you'd show it to us this morning and help us to leave here better than we came. And Lord, we ask all these things in your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. The title this morning of the message I just want to, thought I want to bring to you is simply this. Why child evangelism? Why child evangelism? Why reach young people for Christ? You know, I noticed in your church you have a lot of young people, and that's good. Can I just tell you that that's not in every church that we're in? There's many, many, many churches we go in, and there's no young people, no couples, no young children. And I'm excited to see a church that has young people, young faces, and that they're reaching the Lord, the children for the Lord. I noticed in your bulletin you have King's Kids. I thoroughly enjoyed that program when I was young. So why do we do that? Isn't it an expense? Isn't it an inconvenience at times to run bus routes and do VBS and have Sunday school classes for children? And well, certainly that seems to be the theme in many of our churches because they're doing away with a lot of those things. So what's the point? Why reach these young people? I just want to give you three real quick thoughts this morning and to help to encourage us the importance of reaching our next generation for Christ. The first reason why I say why children's ministries, number one is because God greatly cares for children. God cares for children. There's no doubt about it. And you could go through the Bible nearly in every portion of the scripture and you could find places where we're commanded to teach or to reach this next generation or our children for Christ. And even in the Old Testament, I won't take time, but I've got lists of verses here that I can quote or read to you that just remind us about reaching our children for the Lord. And then you get past the Old Testament. You see, even in the Old Testament, God used children, little boys like Josiah, and how God used him at just such a young age to lead a nation. And God cares for children. God uses children. And then we get to the New Testament here, specifically with this passage. And we see what I really term one of the most beautiful pictures of Jesus with children that we see in our passage here. The scene, as I read it and I play it through in my mind, I picture Jesus sitting on a hillside and he's preaching to a multitude of people. I picture green grass, and for some reason I picture Jesus sitting on a rock. And he's there, and as he's teaching, as he's preaching, the Bible says that there were some folks that were bringing children to Jesus. They wanted these children to be able to meet Jesus, and in fact, they wanted Jesus to be able to touch them and bless them. The Bible says that when the disciples saw those people bringing children to the Lord, the disciples rebuked them. And in essence, what they said was, okay, get the children out of here. Don't you see that the Lord's over here ministering? Don't you see that he's preaching to the multitudes? You know, almost how dare you bring these children? This isn't their place. Children ought to be over there. And as Jesus is ministering, as he's preaching, this scenario catches his eye, out of the corner of his eye. And he sees what's going on. And the Bible says, but when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. He didn't like what was going on. And in fact, he said, "You suffer, allow the children to come unto me, forbid them not." And so what you see here is where the disciples thought they were doing Christ a favor and keeping the children from him and pushing them away so that he could minister to the important adults, so to speak. The disciples had it backwards. When Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. He said, "Allow them to come unto me." And then you see something very interesting. Jesus stops what he was doing. He stops his ministry to the multitudes. And he reaches over and he grabs these children. In verse number 16 it says, "And he took them up in his arms. He put his hands upon them and he blessed them." I think he gave us there a very good picture of the heart of Jesus Christ and of our Lord and Savior, where he said, "Hey, sometimes we can get so caught up amongst ourselves as adults that we forget to realize what's most important." There that day, Christ demonstrated to us that these young people, these children that were once rebuked, once pushed aside, Jesus said, "Hey, bring them to me." And he stopped what he was doing and he lovingly put his hands upon them and he blessed them. You see, God cares for children. It's evident through his commands. It's evident through the fact that he used children. It's evident here in the fact that we have this story here of Jesus with these children. So not only is why children evangelism? Well, because God greatly cares for children. But secondly, because it's the largest missions field. It's the largest missions field. If you think about it, children are everywhere, right? I mentioned we've been doing some traveling lately. We've been everywhere from, we started off in Florida. We've been Georgia, Alabama, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, Indiana. And we've been through many, many different cities. We've stopped at many different places. And you know what I found? Everywhere we go, there's children. They're everywhere. They're in every county. They're in every city. They're in every state, every country. No matter where you go, children are always there. And it's the largest missions field in all the world. There's one study that was out that estimated about 30% of the world's population is under the age of 15. About 30%. Break that down into some numbers there. That would mean about 1.9 billion children on the planet Earth. 1.9 billion children. What an amazing missions field children really are. And then finally, and I want to spend just our last couple minutes here on this, not only because God cares for children, not only because it's the largest missions field, but thirdly, because it's the greatest missions field. It's the greatest missions field in all the world. And I believe that for a couple reasons. One, I believe because the fields are ripe and ready for harvest. Let me demonstrate this. This is a fantastic thing I ran across several years ago in a Christian magazine. I read a story that was being written in this magazine that went something along these lines. There was an evangelist, he was a preacher, and he was not preaching this particular service, he was attending. So he was sitting in the audience, and the person that was giving the sermon that day said something that struck this evangelist odd. The statement was this. The man from the pulpit said that nearly every person that's in our churches today was saved as a child. An evangelist kind of pondered on that, and he thought, I don't know, I would say maybe a majority. But to say nearly every single person that's in our churches was saved as a child. And so what this evangelist did over the next several months, he went to 33 different meetings across 10 different states, and he polled over 10,000 people and just simply asked them, "Hey, how old are you? What age were you when you came to know Christ as your Savior?" And I won't read you all the findings, but what he found is astonishing. He found that 92% of all the people, 10,000 people that he polled in revival meetings across churches across America, 92% were saved as a child under the age of 20. What an amazing thought. Look, we could just do an impromptu poll here this morning. How many of you, raise your hand, were saved before the age of 20? Raise your hand and keep it up. Hold it up. Okay, now with everyone, keep your hands up. Now look around. Look, you see, the statement was correct. You can put your hands down. Nearly every single person in here was saved under the age of 20. And I've preached this message in different places, and it's the same everywhere I go. What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you this, that when we're reaching the next generation, when we're reaching this generation and this generation, the fields are ripe and ready for harvest. Statistically, if we don't reach them before they grow up, before they become adults, we may never reach them. We have to be focusing on and reaching this next generation for Christ. Not only at Hope Children's Home, but at Crossroads Baptist Church and in every other church across America, we can't neglect to reach this next generation for Christ. It's the greatest missions field in all the world. He goes, children, they have a life ahead of them that they can dedicate to the Lord. A full life, potential service for the Lord. What an amazing opportunity that we have. Let me close with this, because I want us to understand the importance of reaching our next generation for Christ. You know, we mentioned we need to reach this generation. We need to reach out and have them to know Christ as their Savior. We need to reach them for the Lord. But can I just tell you this simple fact is that if we as the church, if we as the believers aren't reaching this generation, can I just tell you that some other person will reach them? Someone else will reach them. Can I just tell you that, let's just be raw, honest, and transparent. As the body of Christ, we're doing a pretty pathetic job to reach our next generation for Christ. Let's just be honest. It's just us in here tonight. We're doing a pretty pathetic job in comparison to all the other industries that are out there trying to grab our children, like the music industry and the movie industry and all those. They spend billions of dollars every year, and their target audience is the young children. It's the teenagers. Why? Because they know if they can grab them into their music industry or into their Hollywood industry, if they can grab their heart with that at a young age, they'll probably have them for a long time. And so they dump millions of dollars and billions of dollars and hours and hours and hours in labor into reaching their heart, into grabbing their heart. But yet we as the believers, the church, we sit aside oftentimes and just allow that to happen. As if it's just the status quo, that's just how it is nowadays. Hey, listen, I say we get back in the game. I say we reach this next generation for Christ, do all that we can, because if we don't reach them, somebody else will. And somebody else will reach their hearts. The thought this morning is simple. What are you doing? Not what is your church, not what is your pastor or your youth pastor or your Sunday school teachers. I'm saying you, individually. Me, individually, what are we doing personally to reach this next generation for Christ? I don't know what all programs you have in your church, but I do know you have children's ministries. Hey, are you involved in those? You ought to be. Every single person in here ought to be. You know, I often joke and say that, you know, pastors, generally speaking, they're all about the same in terms of needing help all the time. Always needing a bus worker or a nursery worker or a Sunday school teacher or someone to come out, and they run ads in the bulletin and they announce it from the pulpit, and then they come and try to guilt you in personally by talking to you and say, would you pray about this? Why do pastors have to go through all that? Listen, if we truly grasp the importance of reaching this generation for Christ, the pastor would have a big old book sitting on his desk with nothing but names of volunteers, people ready to get in there, ready to help, ready to reach this next generation, and he's got more names than he can even use. But tongue in cheek, we say that because we know that that's not the case in most of our churches in our own country. But yet then we stand and say we want to reach this next generation for Christ. Or we might even complain about the way the country's going. But then we do very little to change it. Folks, listen. The message is simple this morning. What are you doing? What am I doing? And am I doing and are you doing everything that you can do to reach this next generation for Christ? If you're not, then I would say get with your pastor and just say, Pastor, you tell me what I need to be doing. It might be something right here through this church. It might be something you are doing in your own neighborhood or in your place of employment. Whatever the case may be, I don't know. But I do know this. If we're all not pulling everything that we can to reach this next generation for Christ, one by one, generation by generation, we're going to lose them to the devil and to the world. And then we're really going to see this country in a mess. So let's get back in the fight this morning. Ask yourself, what are you doing to reach this generation for Christ? Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. You can stand to your feet. I'm just going to have a short time of invitation. I'm going to turn it right over to the pastor here. With every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody's looking around. This is the time of the service where we do business with God. And if God has spoke to your heart, I know the message was short. It was simple, but it was short. How did the Lord speak to you this morning? Maybe you're here this morning and you've never accepted Christ as your Savior. You know, many of the young people gave testimonies about how they accepted Christ, that they've been saved. You know, friend, what that simply means is that they have a relationship with God. And they know, as well as I do, based on the promises of the Bible, that if I were to die tonight, I know for sure that I would go to heaven. And friend, if you don't know that, you can know that. We can show you from the Bible. If you're here this morning, I won't embarrass you in any way. I probably won't know your name. But if you're here this morning and you're not entirely sure that you're on your way to heaven if you were to die today, would you just raise your hand so that I can pray for you? Is there anyone in here this morning not entirely sure? I see a couple hands over there. You'd say, I'm not 100% sure that I'm on my way to heaven. Any others? I see a couple hands. All right. Well, I'll pray for you. I see another hand in the back. Christians, let me ask you this. What are you doing to reach this generation for Christ? Are you doing everything that you can do? Are you involved in every way that you can possibly be involved? Maybe you're older and you can't get involved in a Sunday school class, but are you giving to your missions? Are you giving to your church that is using those monies to go out and reach the next generation? Are you praying for your pastor and your youth pastor and your Sunday school teachers? Hey, everybody needs to be involved in some way. Has the Lord spoken to you this morning, showed you some area that maybe you need to get involved a little bit more, a little bit harder, and reach this next generation for Christ? If that's you this morning, would you mind just raising your hand again? I won't call you out. I just want to see who the Lord's speaking to. I want to pray for you. You'd say, I raise my hand and say, the Lord's speaking to me about something as it relates to reaching this next generation. Good. Well, let me pray for you, and I'm going to turn it over to the pastor, and he'll close as he sees fit. Lord, we're so thankful again for this church. Lord, as we have just the next few minutes to do business with you, God, I just ask that you would work on our hearts. Lord, help us to find faults that we can improve on. God, help us to find ways that we can better reach this next generation for you. Lord, I do pray for those that raised their hand that aren't entirely sure that they're on their way to heaven if they were to die today. God, please tug on their heart. Pull them down to this old altar. Help someone show them from the Bible how they can know for sure that they can have a relationship with you. And Lord, we ask all these things in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed as piano begins to play this morning, you respond as God has spoken to your heart. And the disciples said, no, leave the children over there. And Jesus rebuked them. Maybe you need to be rebuked this morning. I don't know. I think it was D.L. Moody, great evangelist in the Chicagoland area. The latter part of his ministry, he served the Lord for many, many years. He said this, he said, if I could give my whole ministry over again, I would do nothing but work with children. What a statement. What are you doing? Are you glad Jesus saved you? Many of you as children. What a field it is. Because love lifted me. Let's sing out on that chorus. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.